Hello, and welcome to Bob Clements Field on the campus of Terre Haute South Vigo High School. My name is Lex Jordan, and I'll be bringing you all the action as your Plainfield Players challenge that Terre Haute South Braves in week one of the Indiana High School football season. Well, after that agonizingly long 9-month offseason, the thrill and the passion of the Friday Night Lights are back. And for the 16th consecutive season, OnYourSportsOnline.com is your source of Players football all season long. We'll have every varsity game for you, home and away, ready to see the playoffs. That's a minimum of 10 games and a maximum of 14. That's how many it'll be if we get all the way to the state championship on next season weekend at the Victoria Stadium. In addition, every Sunday we'll have the Tyler Brush Show and up-close personal interview with Plainfield's head coach. The first two episodes are already up, the season preview and the week one preview. Well, it's a very exciting time to be a Quakers fan. Last season they won a sectional championship for only the second time in program history. And making it even sweeter is that it was the farewell season of our beloved head coach, Brian Footer, who had previously lost the sectional championship game. But now as we're about to kick off the title draft here, it looks like Plainfield has a chance to repeat a sectional championship. That you repeat a sectional champion and keep moving up the ladder to our first state championship. But before we look at tonight's game, let's do a quick recap of last season. Plainfield opened the 2022 season hosting Greenfield Central and played a very sharply mixed game. After starting a wide receiver for 3 years, Stiller has to be moved to running back to score 3 touchdowns. But Hunter Newell threw 3 interceptions and his passes were off target for much of the game. Meanwhile, Plainfield did a fairly good job competing in Greenfield Central on offense for missed tackles, resulted in touchdown passes of 59 yards, and it resulted on a 77-yard rushing touchdown as they won 38-28. The next week, Plainfield took a long bus trip up to Tippecanoe County to play Harrison. The Breakers blocked a punt early in the second quarter and on the first play of the team drive, they all threw 8 yards to hand for a loose for touchdown at 5:07. But again, Plainfield was hurt by giving up a big play. On the first play of the team drive, Carter Pinoy ran 2 yards for a touchdown. The Quakers played pretty well on defense, but their rushing attack was largely shut down, and the old team let him throw defense on the fourth quarter when he was trying to overcome the possession deficit. Finally, in the end, Harrison hung on to a 22-14 lead on a difficult Hail Mary at the buzzer. In week three, Plainfield returned home to play Pastore Emotional featuring Mr. Football candidate quarterback Nick Patterson, and the Pioneers scored to a 38-7 win after intercepting two passes in the red zone in the first half. Then, of course, they started to get better. At Murray Brady, followed by a 43-14 win the next week at Greenwood. That set up a return home now on a two-game winning streak to play Archrider with Decatur Central, who had beaten Plainfield 13 consecutive times, including four in the playoffs. However, the Quakers, after blowing 32-touchdown lead, came back to tie in the fourth quarter and win in overtime. 32-30 on a 34-33 excuse me, on a 54-conversion. And now they're starting, I guess they're anxious to get the season started as Ryan. Terre Haute South actually started off, and I'm sorry that I just had a little technical difficulty here and say I wasn't able to give you all the stats. I'm both filling in on those throughout the game. Play just starting up the season, Cameron Grimes picking up the institution, he was the main pick last year. Only got two kickoffs in the end zone, but he did his first kickoff in the end zone. Terre Haute South was 6-4 last year, and they lost most of their offensive stars, but they did return two players in Brady Wilson, who showed great promise last year, starting as a sophomore. He completed 136 of 202 passes at 67.3% for 1,926 yards, 15 touchdowns, and 10 interceptions. And he also returns one of his top receivers, also a junior, who is Chris Heron, presumably the coach's son, who had 29 receptions for 462 yards and 4 touchdowns. Now Terre Haute starting 2 receivers to the left, 1 to the right, 1 running back, Wilson in shotgun. Some movement at the line, but no flag. 17 on the play clock. The snap. So let's see who that was. They lost they lost a lot of their so we're giving a credit for 9 yards on that. Tyrick Corbin, I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. So now, Wilson, screen pass. He's got, you know, right side, he's got the first down before they knocked out of bounds. Has a back to the, at about the 41 or 42, so first down here. So now, and it's a gain of 11, so Terre Haute South moved the ball very well so far. Not one receiver to each side. Corbin, the running back, Wilson and Shaka. Corbin did not play varsity. And that was just kind of Corbin again. He was looking at about 3. So yeah, Rob's just getting a lot here. Just talking plus by roller that makes himself come here. So 2 rushes by Corbin, 1 for 9, 1 for 1 for 4, and then he has the 11-yard reception. So tying to Corbin, the TY on the AC. The man in the game so far for the breakthrough and push here on the half. So now Wilson does that. Green pass is incomplete. I believe Trevor Branch was the intended receiver there on the right side, number 6. So that was Wilson's first incompletion of the game while he was in the pass report. But Terre Haute South, last year was only their second winning season of this millennium. They're a team that's mostly struggled in the last 30 years. They've won 2 sectionals in school history at Springfield. 3 receivers to left, 1 to the right. Corbin to running back. Snap. Drops back, got plenty of time. Gets rid of it to Corbin, and he's up with the car in progress. He tackles, and he passes this up to the 45. So, no answers for Corbin yet for the Quakers' defense. This is game 1 of the Pirates left to run. Give him credit for Ken on that one. So Corbin, 2 rushes for 13 yards and 2 receptions for 21 yards. So now 1st and 10 at the 46 for the First and ten to play for 46 Corbin, and he's got a run to the middle. He's great protection. The guy has a great hit. He goes his way up, and he comes through his defense. He just puts a 40. My God, this Corbin is incredible so far. And I can't think of this compared to Coleman, excuse me, or Jordan Croft. Says if her over the under be replaced by your wife, junior who played well as a reserve last season. So Holman is it looked like 22, it's actually 23. So 3 receivers to the right now, 1 running back. Wilson drops back. He's alone, throws over the left side. He's got it. Wilson were probably the top 2, probably the top sophomore quarterback wide receiver combination of the state last year, gained a 9 down. So Wilson looking very good so far, completed 3 of his first 4 passes. Ryan White. So it only takes 3 minutes and 6 seconds for the great strike first blood here.
So very concerning start for the season. Last year, Turner helped us out and did lose the top two rushers and three of the top four receivers, but obviously they had a little beat on offense. They won't play our boys to at least repeat their season for record, and now Britton and Brendan, junior on the extra point, did it up, and it is good. So a big 22 to go there in the first quarter, due to score, you're at Turner Hope. The Turner Hope top grade, 7, you're playing with 3-0, and off the season. Well, Ryder White was the third leading rusher for Terre Haute South last year. He rushed only 60 times, but they went for 100 yards and touchdown. So, the base first rusher team now goes for 8 yards and a touchdown. So we got about 150 to 200 Plainfield fans across the bleachers, crossing the businesses to make the hourly trip. So now, fresh on the 60 point, running kicking for the race. We'll see if Plainfield answers. Coach Blessed and his weekly coach are showing that he's counting on 3 points to the group of this year. Senior Carter Ferguson, sophomore Luke Starnes. But Joel now in his second full season as Plainfield starter, he's a senior, looking for college ball next year. He's put the top of the pressure back in 2 years ago, then this was his team last year. Now I'm hoping for Banners in the season. And the first play after two starts there, stop for no gain. He wears number 32. All they give credit for one. The line up with Caden Vanderbush and Isaiah Miller to the left, both seniors. The top two returning wide receivers now. Pitch back there to start. It may be two, so it's going to be close to one. What we don't want to do is go free and out again with a chance to take a hand. So 3 receivers to the right, 1 to the left now. We've got Vanderbush, Miller, and Marcus Rivera, all seniors, all to the right. Starting to running back high snap, but he gets the screen pass. It's just going to be a good one. He's going to be a good one. He's going to be a So, will the Quakers punt or will they go for it? They're just shy of them. They're going for 47. Looks like they're going to be conservative and punt. Pitchers back to receive during the break. Pipes back, but he does get an additional pressure on him. He gets the punt off,
And it's a good place to adopt. They could get it as deep as they could for it. They do. They count it for one or two. All right.
Hopefully we'll make some good out of this. That's going to be about a 52, amount of 52 or 42 or 52 here. Oh, well, since we have something marked up for you, okay? So, now, Terre Haute South getting your second position with a 7. They're starting your second position with a 7-0 lead. They got two receivers to the right, one to the left. Brady Wilson is shotgun, one running back. Standing in the end zone, takes a snap. And they're right on top of him this time. They bring the rusher down for maybe a yard. So, getting credit for two there. Second day at the 5. Thanks, Hannah. It proves a lot to us, right, but it's incomplete. It's just getting up on it. Wilson, nevertheless, 3 for 5 here. But it is 3rd and 8 now for the Quakers, so they're 1 DP stop away from getting the ball back and probably in good field position. Now, one thing that plagued the Quakers for much of last season was giving up 3rd and long. Hopefully, they will be back here on their first 3rd and long of the season for their defense. So now, 3 receivers to the right, 1 to the left, 1 running back. Wilson is shotgun, low snap, and he gets it. He's pressured. He gets rid of it, and it's incomplete. No flag. So, presumably, we'll get a punter from the back of the end zone. So, good job for the Quakers. Good job for the Quakers clamping down. And now the punt, they do get the punt off, and it's third catch taken at 39. Third catch taken by Ferguson. So Plainfield takes over in great field position, trailing 7-0 here with 5:33 to go here in the first quarter of the season opening game. Coming in with Isaac Thompson, Noble Hans, Terrell Hushout, Peter High School, Terrell Hushout, the only newcomer that fits the schedule of the season. So now, 3 receivers to the right, 1 to the left. Pass. Oh, no, it's passed to Ferguson, and he dropped it. He was passed by the field. Still. So now, 1 of 2 here in this season opening game. Hunter Newell had a very good senior season, had a rush start through 3 games since. Again, 7 interceptions through 3 games, but only 2 over the next 8, both on Hail Marys. So now, it's hard to get, but this time he's got a hole. He breaks up the middle, and he breaks 2 or 3 tackles, and I think he's got a first. Depends on the spot, but I think he got it well for the 28. So Starnes, after being stuffed for only 3 yards on his first 2 carries, he gets the first breakthrough. He gets a sophomore. My broadcast partner and I, my broadcast partner, and they begin the first. My broadcast partner, Rob Kindle, and I had the pleasure of commentating him last year in freshman fall. And so now Plainfield, still, you know, leads them by one position. And basically, once I get, I had to rush, and I did, we had a little bit of technical difficulty here in the press box, but I had half time, I'll give you all the information I was going to give you on the video. So anyway, in the meantime, and now, let's see, we got a timeout here. Plainfield taking their first timeout with the Tigers left area here with 7:46 to go here in the first quarter. And normally I'm the kind of guy who likes to save my timeouts for the last 2 minutes of the game. Very much of us are half, excuse me. But, you know, after we didn't play well, after the defense didn't play well on its first possession, and the offense didn't play well on its first possession, now, you know, our position is to make sure that we finish the drive, you know, prior to the game, and, don't forget about the possession. Last season was only the second least season in the millennium. They hadn't gone back to 3-14, but they went 529 finally with, then they got above 500 again last year, 6-4. They lost three of their top four receivers, the top two running backs, but they did return their starting quarterback, who's a junior, and is one of his top receivers is also a junior now. So a lot of reasons for offense. And now a pitch back there, and Jameer Bowie takes about 4 or 5 yards for his first carry. He is a junior wide receiver, so he gets for about 6 there. Second and 7 for the Quakers at the Terre Haute South 25. So now two receivers from left on the right. They say him up now. And now first into the end zone, and he's slotted away. It looks like it's being blocked to me. It was close to by that point. It looks like it's probably true. And you might have had such that I made the reception. You should have seen me there. That was Boomy there. So Newell 1-for-3 of this game so far, 37. We are obviously in full count territory at this point. So now we've got 1-2-3 standard which Boomy and Miller line up to the left. And now we're going to raise up to that center fielder to the team, which is stated too. Now with this first rush reaction. You know, that's the thing here, and now, Captain Brock gets home for the other 10 kids. So Newell only 1-for-4. Last year, he struggled for his first 3 games, seemed to lack confidence, then got on track in that game 4 again down at Terry Meridian. And that hurt. And I just hope that doesn't hurt his time yet for it. And after the whole class gets over to their third possession, Plainfield at least didn't have to change once on that possession, but they really need to, they really need to make sure they don't go down 2 possessions here. You know, last year we started off going here for the first time in 1996 back to win our next 3 games. And we all win the sectional, but I want to start with the people who did the bench. We've got those coming up town. We're going to, you know, really want to talk to us for the eliminated people in the sectional last year. So now, it's back. And now he's got a hole, but, So White, with his second carry, his first one went for the 9 yards to the touchdown. Get a touchdown for 4 on that one. the second six for the Braves at the 29. So now, and now I'm going to show you the pre-pressing of what you've done. Don't get 4-7 so far in this game. Gets 8 on that one. Gavin White for his first reception of the game. And now we've got the, and that's the next one to go. So with that, we'll take a short pause for a few words from our sponsors, and then we'll be back with the results of this game. Your score, 328 to go here at Terre Haute South, Terre Haute South 7, Plainfield 0. You're listening to Plainfield Quakers Football on AudioSportsOnline.com. We wish to thank the following sponsors for making Plainfield Football broadcasts possible. Genel Financial, Remax Center Stone Studio Herbert, BCW Construction, Holly Porter and Porter Hair Design, My ITA, Accepting Record Services and Loss, and Elephant Associates Remax. Thank you, sponsors. Your support for the student athletes at Plainfield High School is greatly appreciated. Now, three receivers to the right, one to the left for Terre Haute. Terre Haute South, first and 10 at their 37, they beat 7-0. They scored on their first possession. Wilson drops back to pass, throws deep up the middle, and AJ Watson, a senior who put these things 63 yards. So certainly, you know, they hate that it comes with the expensive playing field, but you do, you know. So one small consolation, it's only a 13-point deficit, 6-14 for Plainfield. So 3:19 to go here in the first quarter. Plainfield trailing Terre Haute South by a score of 13-0. Not the kind of start we want to hear to the team from the pattern after that. You just got to, you know, work through issues, not what's gone wrong, and, you know, do better next time. You know, the main thing is that on offense, we've got to settle down. We can't panic. they're still in this. We just got to make sure that that we don't do anything reckless and go down three possessions. We came back twice. Well, in all seriousness, in our last 3 weeks last year, we built the playoff with intersection of Oakwood, Harrison, and Dickerson. We came back in the fourth quarter and hold this game. In fact, we came back from two possessions and still pushed three. We can do it here. You just got to, you know, you got to settle down. Finish five. So let's see, the official's already liberating. Boy, it'd be devastating if it were against us. Only a block. Remember, all three of them were five games, they're tricking a couple of tackles. Let's see where we started. So the Packers will start over first and 10 at 15. For Purdue Services, left on the right, one running back, the old shotgun. I just have to get the Vanderbush, the receiver. Newell only completed one of his first five passes, so glad he got one there. But that was, the completion was, both completions to Vanderbush for a total of 12 yards. And now, I got something in the middle, so we put some push down. That was Stones there. Even better for two, so it's going to be a very big 31. 2:21 to go here in County. And they rush up the middle, they got the push down. Quarterback sneaks by Newell. Newell with his first rush of the season. Gets a, they can prep for about two, he does get a push down. He's the third quicker to rush behind Starnes and Bowie. First and 10 at 26, now 155 to go here at the first quarter of Plainfield trailing 14-0. The Braves scored two touchdowns, take one conversion, missed one, so three receivers to the right, now one to the left. Goal and shotgun. Takes the handoff, comes back up plenty of times. Now rolls to his right. Looking for somebody. He makes himself up to the 30, and he's to out of bounds to the side of 35. So nice pick up by Newell on his second keeper of the season. Getting credit for about being on that one. Then running 34. Second and two. 136 to go in County, each team is using one timeout. So now, hand off there. No, fix the hand off. No, it's taking the stuff up to 125. So that's a 2 yard. So Newell there, now two keepers in a row, very productive. 8 and 10 now. Newell did have 7 rushing touchdowns last year, in addition to 15 passing touchdowns. He's 3 for 20 in this game. Quakers now, 1:12 to go, 1st and 10 at their own 44. They're looking very methodical on this drive. They've already moved the chains twice. And now, screen pass is complete, and we're all about 10 minutes on the PH. That's Marcos Rivera, a senior. You know, Plainfield has such a wealth of wide receivers in the last 2 years. It's a surprise to us that we've senior years without playing much varsity balls, like last year, Grant Irwin. But he had such a big senior year that he ended up getting a scholarship to play football for Indiana Wesleyan, about 100 miles north of Annapolis. So now that the new old speed is nice too, that goes for a seat to Rivera. And now, that's it for the waivers. Picked up about 3 yards. Waivers played well for us in JV last year. Now two receivers to the left, one to the right, for, and now we've got, I believe, Plainfield just took a second time out. With 24.3 seconds to go here in the first quarter, Plainfield has taken a second time out. I think they used to, and they're in the first quarter, but man, they don't let Toronto South get the ball back for chance to go up 3 possessions. Second, I'm typing the text here to my to the man in the booth about the audio here. So. Okay, so anyway, here's the status here. We're coming to you live at Toronto South, game one of the season. This is the first of our new series with Toronto South. Our first two non-conference will be now right around now. Plainfield next week will have Harrison visited us. We visited them last year. I've been sort of moving out of here myself. Yes, now we're actually here. First, again, thank you. That's the sort of stuff. Those 6-2 receivers who left on the right one running back. We will pick the head up. Sir, keep down the right side. Got a man open. And it's hot for the touchdown. Yes. Isaiah Miller. He's over to a vanity. He's dealt with the college. Played for college football. He's got the other side of the year. Yes, indeed. My son just said we really needed that, and he ain't lying. I guess I should have played eight on the sports broadcast, but man, what a relief there. So Newell, 46 yards to Miller. Cameron Grimes, 29-35 on extra points last year. Sophomore hoping to do even better as a junior. Newell's now completed his last 3 passes, starting to settle down. The kick is up, and it is good. So that really quieted the crowd here and brought some life into the Plainfield fans across the field. All right, that's a relief. So Hunter Newell so far in the first quarter here on opening day, he's completed 4 of 8 passes, 66 yards, 1 touchdown. Okay, hopefully this will be the last text I have to send tonight to my boss. Just a moment here. Place will be ready to kick off. It's a line drive kick, and it goes out of bounds around the 10. So we got a flag here. And I believe it's only the second flag of the game here. So, just a moment here. Give me a few seconds to take them. Well, always actually go ahead and take my headset off here. So now Terre Haute South. Two receivers to the right, one to the left. Now two receivers to each side, one running back, left center shotgun. And he gets it to the hole, and he's got the right side. He's got the first down hole, and he's right. Get the first down there, about 2 under 12. And that should be the end of the quarter. It is. So after one play, after one quarter of play here on opening night at Terre Haute South, your first couple players have started off the 13-0 hole, but they've come back to get some punting issues for Terre Haute first and Terre Haute South 13-7. We'll be back after these sponsors on audiosportsonline.com. We wish to thank the following sponsors for making Plainfield football broadcast possible. Genel Financial, Remax Centerstone Julia Burbridge, BGW Construction, Porter Hair Design and Holly Porter, My IT Indy, I-70 Record Service and Garage, and Ellison Associates Revax. Thank you, business partners. Your support of the student athletes of Plainfield High School is greatly appreciated. Okay, well, back here at Terre Haute. Sorry, the stream got interrupted here. Back now. So now we got a sack here. Okay, good. All right, so y'all didn't miss a play, thankfully. So now, very good start to this drive, to this series of downs for the Plainfield defense. That's going to be a loss of about 5. So now, three receivers to the right, one running back, and now we swarm him, and it's, did he get, no, incomplete, he caught it out of bounds, okay, so it's going to be third and 14, so now we got to get him off the field. We gave up a few very big third and longs last year, and it cost us a game. Crowd sure didn't like that call. So now Terre Haute South has used its second timeout. So barely a quarter into this new season, each team having now used two of its timeouts. So
I guess both coaches already feel a sense of urgency wanting to start the season off with a win and not, you know, squander any opportunities. Because, you know, Terre Haute South now, and after that 13-0 lead, assuming they don't convert this first down, that means Plainfield will have the ball with a chance to take the lead. They just need a touchdown and a conversion. And their offense is starting to hit its stride after that rusty start. Each quarterback has completed half of his passes in this game. Newell 4 for 8. Wilson now 5 for 10, each with 1 touchdown, no interceptions. So a very big 3rd and 14 coming up for Terre Haute. Now it's a 1-possession lead now. Now, back to pass, and he rolls to his right, gets rid of it, and it's incomplete. So 2 consecutive incompletions by Wilson. I'll tell you, after we hammered, Wilson on the first play after they got that first down, we started really pressuring him, and, you know, we forced him to get rid of those last two, passes earlier than he wanted to. So now 4th and 14, and we're going to get the ball back with a chance to take the lead. So now, bad snap. We got to start to block it. He does get it off, but it's a high punt, and it does take a little bit of a Terre Haute South bounce inside the 20, but... There is a flag.
Okay, I've just been informed that the broadcast sounds good now. Sorry, I was having some problems with my microphone. I guess I was getting a lot of interference from the very large crowd here. And I haven't commented about the Terre Haute South crowd here, but it's actually very, very full. There was barely an empty space in the parking lot.
So it's great to see this program with so much support here. There's barely an empty seat here on the home side of the bleachers. And Plainfield, you know, considering this was an hour-plus drive, you know, It's good to see. I mean, it looks like you got about 200 Plainfield fans here. So, and rest assured, this is the only long road trip of the regular season. We have, 5 of our remaining 8 regular season games at home, and 2 of the others are less than 10 miles away. Mooresville and Decatur Central are 2 closest geographic rivals in the Mid-State Conference. But then, in week 8, we play at Whiteland, which is, I guess, probably about, I don't know, a 30, 40 minute drive from Plainfield. Maybe a little more if you have to put up with 465/US-31. Oh, 73 degrees your temperature in Terre Haute right now. We have a high today of 79. The projected high for a week from tonight for our home opener is 76 as Harrison comes to town, our newfound fierce rival. And following, Harrison, it was ironic, they were our only newcomer to our schedule last year. And now, although they thought we got a rush up the middle here for about 6 or 7 yards there. That was a start there. And they're going to hurry up offense. And they're trying to catch Terre Haute South off guard. So they give it, and now wait, we got a flag here though. There was 6 by Starnes on the first down. Maybe they decided that Plainfield did something illegal and trying to rush him to rush into formation. So, anyway, it's very good to see here. Very good to see Luke Starnes rushing well as a sophomore. And now, the pass down to the right side complete for a first down. That was Sabui. That's going to be a 14 there for Sabui on his first reception of the game. He dropped a couple of passes, so glad he made that one. Hopefully that'll boost his confidence. So now, three receivers to the left, one to the right. Takes the handoff now. Newell takes it up himself. He's got up to the, great territory past the 35, and he's up to, almost the 30. So that's a gain of 20 plus yards for Hunter Newell, who's rushed very well tonight. So Plainfield now, after that, a 23-yard pickup by Newell. Knocking on the door, taking the lead here. They trail 13-8. Three receivers to the left, one to the right. And now, throws out that one out of bounds. He was under pressure. Got rid of it. He's gotten better at getting rid of it. Newell 5 for 10, Wilson 5 for 11. So second and 10 for the Quakers at the Terre Haute South 32. Plainfield will go ahead if they get a touchdown. They trail 13-0, but have fired back. And now we got the movement at the line and the flag. Now, if my broadcast partner, Rob Kendall, were here, I'm sure he'd get the call right. But, you know, I'm not going to guess because I'd probably get it wrong. Pass interference is usually the only it's against Terre Haute South. Pass interference is usually the only penalty that I get right. That's usually pretty obvious. I make a terrible official. So now two receivers to the left now. So second and 10 turns to second and 5. Two receivers to the left, one to the right. And now fakes the handoff, rolls to his right. Got a man open. He's got the catch. And for the first down and more inside the 10. And he's done. That was Isaiah Miller who got the 46-yard touchdown earlier. Give him credit for 11 on that one. So now first and 10 at the 16 for the Quakers in the red zone. Now hand up there, and I believe, that's Carter Ferguson there. Gets maybe one or two, not a lot. And this zealous female fan has now stood up and is blocking my view of the scoreboard, so I'm gonna have to stand up to see the scoreboard. One there for Ferguson. Ferguson, the fifth Quaker to rush tonight. And now, plenty of time. Newell rushes. He could take it himself. He's got plenty of time. But now, he's up to the 15, outside the 10. He's not going to bounce around, right around the 10. I'll tell you, I'm really impressed with Newell. He's thrown well tonight, but I'm even more impressed with what he's done on the ground. He's really aggressive. He gets three there. 5 for 46 on the game by my count. So now
takes the handoff, and now it just takes something on the first half. Well, that was, they just swarmed him and he was completely unprepared for it. Oh my God, that was a 9-yard loss there. So Cameron Grimes is now going for a 40-yard field goal that would cut the lead to 2. I don't know if this is within his range or not. The kick is up. It's going to be close, and it is. It's good. So at least we got some points out of it. So your Plainfield Quakers went down 13-0. Now they're chipping away at it. Only 2 points shy now, 13-11, after a 40-yard field goal by Cameron Grimes. I'll tell you, well, I would have rather gotten the touchdown. I'm here really encouraged to see a 40-yard field goal there, because to put this in perspective, this is my 12th season of covering Plainfield football. In the first 5 of those years, 2012 to 2016, I had the Hagee brothers, Morgan for 3 years, John for 2, and man, I just got so spoiled. So, you know, not that we haven't had decent kickers since then, but we haven't had anything close to that. I mean, basically, you know, it's pretty rare in a high school team that you have a kicker who has ranged 40 to 50 yards, but the Hagee brothers did. They both went on to play for Ball State. In fact, Morgan actually was one of the top college football kickers in the country there for the Cardinals. Hope the Hagees are doing well. I haven't heard anything from them in several years. I think I'm still connected to Morgan on Twitter. I'll have to check to see if he posts anymore. I try to connect on Twitter to all the Plainfield guys, although a good number of them don't post regularly, especially after their playing careers are over. So 7:48 to go here in the second quarter. Deep kick. Almost went to the end zone. Fielded up the 2, right up to about the 22. But yeah, I'm pretty sure that's the first 40-yard field goal that anybody's made from for Plainfield since the Hagee brothers. And now for Terre Haute South. One receiver deep side. One running back, Wilson and shotgun. The snap. Hand off. We're on top of him and they trip him up for just a yard or two. That's Holman there. Give him for no gain. Holman already has 89 all-purpose yards there for the Braves. A senior who didn't play much before this year. He's paid his dues, ready for a banner senior season. And now a pitch up the middle at Fight Armor. That caught us off guard. So they got a first down after 36. I believe that was Heron there for 14 yards up the middle. So now 3 receivers to the left, 1 to the right, 4 Terre Haute South.
hand up there to Holman, and he's got a breakthrough. He's got a first down and more up to the 47, but the gain of 11. So 11 yards there for Holman. I have him 7 for 71. That's a little over 10 to carry. Three receivers down to the left, one to the right. Holman still the running back. Doing Holman again. This time we're right on top of him. Stop him for 2 or 3. Yeah. So three receivers now to the left, one to the right. Holman the running back, Wilson in shotgun. Second and 8 at the 49 at the Terre Haute South 49. Now Garcia pressured him. He gets rid of it though to Holman breaks the tackle and he gets up close to the first down. So good job getting rid of it. So now, gain of 6 there, so 3rd and 2. So 3rd and 2 now for the Terre Haute South Braves at the Plainfield 45 here, 4:40 to go here in the quarter. Plainfield does get the ball first to start the first half, so it would be great if we could hold them without any points for us for the half here. And now we trip him up, and we stop him short of the first down. They might give him forward progress out to 1. So we've contained Holman on his last 2 rushes, only 3 yards total. After he started off 7 for 71, a little over 10 a carry. So now, they said no gain there. So I thought they at least got 1. But anyway, 4th and 2 now. It looks like Terre Haute South is going to take their last timeout with 3:49 to go. Well, at that time, let me catch my breath here. And let's take a few words for, say, take a few moments to pause for our sponsor list. We wish to thank the following for making the Plainfield Sports Broadcast possible. Gunnell Financial, Remax Centerstone Julia Berberich, BTW Construction, Holly Porter and Porter Hair Design, My IT Indy, I-70 Record Service and Garage, and Ellison Associates Remax. Thank you, sponsors. Your support for the student athletes of Plainfield High School is greatly appreciated. Well, back here at Terre Haute, we're late in the first half of this season opening game. It's been a barn burner already. Really a tale of 2 games. Terre Haute South came out of the gate red hot and jumped off to a 13-0 lead before Plainfield came storming back to cut it to 2. The Quakers now have a touchdown, 2-point conversion, and field goal, a 40-yard field goal by Cameron Grimes. And now it's a 4th down for the Braves, 4th and 2 at the Plainfield 45. And they go for it here, and I think they just got it. They might have, if they got it, it was by the skin of their teeth. Let's see. It depends on the almighty spot. Let's see. Yes, he missed it. He missed it. All right. So Plainfield takes over on downs. That's the first turnover of the game by either team. They take over at their own 44 with 1 timeout left. Boy, that'd be great if we could take the lead into the locker room. But regardless, we assuming that Terre Haute South does not score again here in the first half, we'll be able to take the lead on the first possession of the second half. So now two receivers to the right. And now a reverse. Vanderbush with the ball. He's going to throw deep. He's got a man wide open. Did he make the catch? No, he dropped it. Oh, man. The intended receiver there. Nice trick play. It just didn't work. So last season, there was only one pass all season long for Plainfield that was not thrown by Hunter Newell. That was thrown by senior Chris Stevens. So now Vanderbush throwing the first non-Newell pass of the season. Maybe the only one we'll see. And now a handoff there to Starnes. He runs over to the right, and now we got a late flag. He's brought down for a loss of two or three, but let's see what the flag is. I like Starnes' persistence. He kept on, you know, getting hit and going over to the right, trying to find room. He just didn't get any way forward. So I like, you know, I've typed in the name Vanderbush so many times. Okay, it's holding against the Quakers. Declined. So they'll take the loss. So that'll bring up third and long now. So 2 yard loss there by Starnes. Starnes, all things considered, a pretty good first varsity game, 6 for 19 so far. So now Newell took plenty of time and he throws it away. So the Quakers, after forcing a turnover on downs, the Quakers now put the pressure back on their defense. And it's still 3:15 to go, although Terre Haute South, no timeouts. Jewel 6 for 13. He hasn't looked great today, but he looks good. Certainly much better than he looked in the first game last year, where he looks very shaky. You know, back in 2021, when Newell was a sophomore and Carson Melvin was a freshman, the two split their time about evenly once Newell got healthy. So now the punt picks it up to 27, and he hit and brought down about the 32. So anyway, as I was saying, basically back in 2021, Aiden Moyers was expected to start at quarterback. He missed the entire season because of injury. And we put in Carson Melvin as a freshman. And he played very well, especially for a freshman. In fact, the first half of his career was 94 yards to Mikhail Vanderbush, now playing at the University of Iowa. But then in week 5, he went down, and Newell came in and led us to a come-from-behind win against Greenwood, and then the two split the time about evenly the rest of the way. And then Melvin transferred to Westfield. So now, rush up the middle for just about 1 or 2 yards. That was Weiss there. Holden. So we've held Holden. After Holden started off, his first 7 carries went for 71 yards, but the subsequent 4 have only gone for 4. So now 2 receivers to the left, 1 to the right. 2nd and 9 for the Braves, 1 running back. And now we're pressuring the quarterback. We almost got him. We got a fumble! Fumble! We got it! Yes. Plainfield recovers inside the 30. Plainfield recovers inside the 30. Now, we've got to finish the job here. Plainfield, of course, you know, last year in that big playoff win up in Harrison, we recovered 2 fumbles in the fourth quarter. The first one by Harrison Herbeck returned 49 yards for a touchdown. That gave us the lead. Then on Harrison's ensuing possession, They fumbled again. We recovered, and we ran out the rest of the clock. And I'll tell you, I remember looking at the demeanor of the Harrison assistants who work on top of the press box. When they came down after that game, I could just see that they were furious because they knew they had given the game away. So now first and 10 at the 28 for the Quakers at the Harris at the Terre Haute 28. So now fix the handoff. Newell throws, got a man wide open. He's got the first down inside the 10. That was Bowie about 20 yards there. Seven for 14 for Newell. Now he's over 100 yards. Now we have an injury timeout here. So now, the injured player, I didn't catch his name, so. But anyway, Plainfield now has its first and goal at the 8. 2:02 to go here, trailing by 2 points. It would be devastating to not get the score here. There's some convoys finishing up. Vanderbush and Miller to the left. I believe that's booted right now. A handoff there up the middle. It's going for about 2. That was Weston Weyrich. The junior with his second carry of the game. He picks up 2. His first also went for 2. So second and goal at the 6 for the Quakers. Come on, boys. Let's finish the job here. 1:30 to go here in the quarter. So now, man up there. He gets up the middle, and he's inside the 5 up to about the 4. That's Starnes with time. So I give him credit for 3 for a third and goal at the 3. I am starting 7 for 22. Not a bad start for the sophomore. 2 receivers deep right now. 1 running back screen pass. And now he takes it up forward. I think he's going to be a little short. He plows toward the end zone, but he's going to be... So that was So fourth and goal at the 2 now after a gain of 2 on that 1 yard play. And now Plainfield takes its final timeout with 16.1 seconds to go. So now decision time. A field goal will put you in the lead by 1 point. But you hate to come all this way, especially that you have to break it after that fumble. And just to not come away with a 7. So I think Coach Woodard would have gone for a touchdown here. He was a very bold guy, but we'll see. The Terre Haute South fans cheering on their team right now. Plainfield certainly has the momentum. Terre Haute South hoping to make a big defensive stop here. Now fans are going crazy, stomping on the bleachers. Two receivers to the left, one to the right. Now fakes the handoff. Newell takes it himself. He's got the touchdown. Yes. So Hunter Newell puts the Quakers in the lead with 12.2 seconds to go in the quarter. All right. 7 touchdowns last year rushing as a junior. Now his first rushing touchdown as a senior. And the Quakers take their first lead, showing a lot of points coming back from an early 13-0 deficit. Now it's 17-13 with the conversion pending. Beautiful fake. And Newell's actually the leading rusher, too. So now a two-point conversion, and it fails. Nevertheless, Plainfield has the lead, and we get the ball first to start the second half. Now, being that Terre Haute South is out of timeout, I'm assuming that Plainfield will squib the kick and that Terre Haute South will not try to advance it. I'm sure they'll try to run back the kickoff, but I'm assuming they don't make a deep return. I assume that they will not. I think they'll just kneel at the clock, but we'll see. So Plainfield coming back a little at a time, you know, they didn't panic, and I'll tell you, I give them all the credit in the world for firing back and spitting in the ice the way they did. So, here's a status update. 12.2 seconds to go here in the second quarter, coming to you live from Bob Plymouth Field on the campus of Terre Haute South Eagle High School. Plainfield started off 13. They started off in a 13-0 hole, but they've fired back hard. They now take their first lead 17-13. Hunter Newell overall a very good game to start a senior season. I think he's going to be playing college ball a year from now. Kickoff. It's a deep kick. Taking it to five. But up to the 15-20. And boy, he's running hard. You can tell he really was trying to get something because he senses that Plainfield has this momentum. And trying to get it back for Terre Haute South. So they take over at the 25 with 8.2 seconds to go. So, again, Terre Haute South, especially having no timeouts. Terre Haute South with no timeouts, I assume we'll just kneel at the clock. No, they're not going to. I guess they really feel, you know, a lot of pressure. Because they don't want to go down two possessions to start the second half. So now hand off the feet. They're right on top of him, and he's brought down the battle in the half. So, your Plainfield Quakers start slow, but they end red hot. So your score after one half of play here at Terre Haute South. Your Plainfield Quakers 17, the Terre Haute South Braves 13. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors on AudioSportsOnline.com. We wish to thank the following for making Plainfield football broadcast possible. Gunnell Financial, Remax Centerstone Julia Burbridge, BGW Construction, Holly Porter and Porter Hair Design, My IT Indy, I-70 Record Service and Garage, that's I-70 Record Service and Garage, and Ellison Associates Remax. Thank you, sponsors. Your support for the student athletes of Plainfield High School is greatly appreciated. Well, back here at Terre Haute, we're at halftime of what's been a tale of two games to start off the 2023 season and the Tyler Blount era. Your Plainfield Quakers started off terribly and then turned it around and now have clearly seized the momentum and taken the lead here in this game. They lead 17-13. Um, with 8:42 to go in the 8:42 to go in the first quarter. Terre Haute South, in the first possession of the game by either team, moved the ball. Well, Taylor, let me start over. With 8:42 to go in the game, Terre Haute South, having gotten the opening kickoff and moved the ball at will, scored on a 9-yard touchdown rush by your wife. The extra point by Griffin Runyon was good, making it 7-0. Then, with 3:19 to go in the corner, after a 3-and-out by Plainfield, Brady Wilson passed 63 yards to A.J. Watkins for a touchdown, and the conversion failed, making it 13-0. But then the Plainfield got it turned on. First Hunter Newell threw a 46-yard touchdown pass to Isaiah Miller. The two-point conversion made it 13-8. Then with 7:48 to go in the second quarter, Cameron Grimes kicked a 40-yard field goal. I'm pretty sure that's the longest field goal for Plainfield since the Morgan / John Hagee era. And finally, with 4.2 seconds to go on fourth and goal at the 2, Hunter Newell did a beautiful fake and ran it in 2 yards for the score himself. The conversion failed, bringing it to a current score of 17-13. So basically, you know, in a nutshell, you know, this was a game I expected Plainfield to win coming in. The Quakers did an outstanding job, you know, in turning around that season after the 0-3 start. You know, they built their momentum, got their confidence going. Hunter Newell got on track as quarterback, and really started to make the players around him better. And then heading into the season, Plainfield had lost almost they had lost all of their significant rushers and most of their significant receivers. But they did return Newell and a couple of other players to build around. And meanwhile, Terre Haute South, after going 6-4 last season, only their second winning season of this century, they did lose 3 of their top 4 receivers and their top 2 rushers, but they did return their starting quarterback and one of his top receivers, both of whom are now juniors and were possibly the top 2, possibly the top sophomore quarterback wide receiver combination in the state last year. So I thought Plainfield, being that they played a tougher schedule last year, I gave their 6 wins a little more weight than I gave Terre Haute South. Terre Haute South plays in Conference Indiana, which is a good but not great conference, not quite Big Ten conference caliber. I figured based on the playing a tougher schedule and not being hit quite as hard by graduation, Plainfield would be a slight favorite today. I give Terre Haute South a lot of credit. They came out with a lot of confidence. They were very bold. They were very aggressive, and they came out and they totally kicked our butts for almost the first full quarter before we knew what hit us. And I think we were unprepared for it. But Tyler Bless, you know, he comes from the first family of Indiana coaching. I figured he'd make some adjustments and he'd get us on track. I didn't know if it would be enough to save the game, but we are leading now. We get the ball first to start the second half. So, you know, if we keep doing that, I think we're going to come back and I think we're going to retain the lead and cruise to a win here. So the main thing is just not to give the game away. Don't make any mental mistakes and do what you do from basically when we got the ball to the 13-point lead, I thought we might fall in, we might be shaken up. But then that was when we just started to relax. We started to be methodical, and then we did a lot of short game plays, and then, you know, then we went for the kill and got the 46-yard touchdown pass from Newell to Miller. And then we clearly had the momentum at that point. We got a few more story drives. So, yeah, that's what we just got to keep doing, just keep doing what got us the lead, you know. Like John Wooden said, be quick, but don't hurry. You know, you can't get all your points back at once. We just it's like once you get down 13-0, it's like, wait a minute, we won the sectional last year. You know, we've
got a lot of good players on this team. All we need to do is just relax and play our game and not let them be pushed around. And then not let ourselves be pushed around. And so basically, you know, hopefully we got our horse manure, our two horse manure possessions out of the way for the season. And we got the rust off, you know. There's always the growing pains when you adjust to a new coach. But, you know, obviously we are adjusting. And hopefully, you know, after we have won four or five games, you know, we'll look back and look at the first 7 or 8 minutes of this opening game tonight as an aberration, as a fluke. So we'll see, but I really think that's what's going to end up happening. But right now, let me start what I was doing. I really shouldn't have tried to do this, but I tried to start off by doing a recap of last season. And right now I'd like to do it since I have a little more time here. Hold on a second. So Plainfield, you know, entered the 2022 season with, hold on, I opened the wrong app here. Plainfield opened the 2022 season with a couple of monumental events. First of all, head coach Brian Woodard announced during the offseason that he was retiring from head coaching at the end of the season after 17 seasons as a head coach and 9 for the Quakers as an assistant coach. I was surprised because of his age. Disappointed, sad to lose him, but at the same time, he announced simultaneously that he was bringing in a head coach designate, Tyler Bless, so that the transition would be easier. You know, it's always an adjustment going to a new head coach, but because Bless was on staff for 1 year as an assistant, coming off a great gig as the offensive coordinator under his uncle Tim Bless at Columbus North, it was a really great fit. And so he was with these kids a year. He saw the way things are done here. And you know, that was a wise move. And more and more schools, high school and college, both are doing that now. And the head coach designate is a great idea. Then furthermore, you know, Carson Melvin, after a very good freshman season starting at quarterback in 2021, transferred to Westfield. It was expected that he and Hunter Duell would be battling for the top quarterback spot. Of course, they both played, each of them both played the last 6 games in 2021. But now it suddenly became Hunter Duell's team. And at first he responded shakily, but then he came back and had a really good even his last 9 games were very good until we got to the regional and he struggled. But basically, let's look back at what the Quakers did in 2022. In week 1 against Greenfield Central, we played the game at home. Newell was shaky. He threw 3 interceptions. But on the bright side for the offense, Noah Hesling, a 4-year starter, he had started since his freshman year at wide receiver. He was moved to running back and did surprisingly well. Got 3 touchdowns in the first game. And then next week, our rushing defense did a good job containing Greenfield Central's famed wishbone offense. However, 2 missed tackles resulted in touchdown receptions of more than 50 yards, and that helped Greenfield Central get a 30-28 upset win. Then in week 2, we went up to Harrison. In the second quarter, we tied the game at 7 after a blocked punt that was converted into an 8-yard pass from Hunter Newell to Antonio Williams. But then on the first play of the ensuing drive, Carter Kenoy of Harrison took it at 80 yards for the touchdown. And then Plainfield didn't get much going on offense until the fourth quarter when they were in a 2-possession hole. Hunter Newell seems to lack confidence, but he finally started throwing deep in the fourth quarter, starting to get on track. We cut the lead to, we made it a one possession game, and then got the ball to the 27 on a 36-yard pass to Grant Irwin. And then on the last play of the game, Newell was intercepted in the end zone, and Harrison escaped with a 22-14 win. Week three, we went back home, played Mooresville, the number three ranked team in the in Class 4A, led by Mr. Football candidate quarterback Nick Patterson. We might have had a shot, but Newell threw two interceptions in the first half, one in the end zone, one at the Mooresville one, and that sunk any chance we had. We ended up losing 38-7. Then things got better down in South Central Indianapolis week four. We lost, we played Perry Meridian and won 28-14, actually led 28-0 in the fourth quarter before the Falcons added two late touchdowns. And we did not let, we did not let the Falcons have an earned first down until the last 4 minutes of the game. So it was a very good effort on both sides of the ball. Then we went down to Greenwood in week five. The Woodmen were having a very bad season. They ended up 1-9. We beat them easily 43-14, a game that was played with a running clock starting late in the third quarter. So now we were building some momentum at a two-game winning streak to counteract the 0-3 start that we started with, which was our first since 1996. Decatur Central came to town on a 13-game winning streak against us, including four in the playoffs. We scored the two quick touchdowns to take a two-possession lead. Then they came back to take the lead twice in the second half before we sent it into overtime. Then Hunter Newell rushed for a touchdown and then his own two-point conversion. Decatur Central on their possession got a touchdown but missed the two-point conversion. And I explained that the beast was out as we had finally ended that 13-game losing streak to Decatur Central. Now we were at 3-3. However, that didn't mean that everything suddenly, you know, was fixed. We went down to Franklin, then ranked number 8 in Class 5A in Week 7, committed three turnovers in the red zone, including a fumble at the one that was returned by Franklin for a touchdown, and those three turnovers just about represented the margin of victory as the Grizzly Cubs rolled to a 35-12 win. Then in Week 8, on our senior day, Whiteland came to town. We just couldn't stop their five-prong rushing offense. They showed why they advanced all the way to the Class 5A state championship game. They beat us 45-14. Week 9 at Martinsville to close out the regular season. It looked like we were going to end the regular season with three consecutive losses and what would have been our second three-game losing streak of the season. However, trailing 17-7 in the fourth quarter, Noah Hessman responded with two touchdowns to give us a 28-17 win. Then we went into the playoffs with a rematch at Harrison up in Tippecanoe County near West Lafayette. Trailed 28-14 in the third quarter, but after struggling to get teams off the field on third and long all season long, we turned the tables with converting a 4th-and-18 from the Harrison 39 as Hunter Newell threw to Grant Irwin for a touchdown. That was Irwin's third touchdown of that game. He had four in the regular season, ended up having four in the playoffs. And that tied the game at 28. Then on Harrison's ensuing possession, they fumbled, and Harrison Herbeck of Plainfield returned at 49 yards for the touchdown. So Harrison Herbeck beat Harrison High School. And then that's the touchdown that gave us the lead. And then on Harrison's ensuing possession, they fumbled, we recovered, and ran out the rest of the clock. That brought us to the sectional championship game against Decatur Central, and they scored 10 quick points to start off the game, and our defense held firm the rest of the way. However, our offense didn't get much going. Then, with 10:24 to go in the fourth quarter, Grant Irwin, after scoring three offensive touchdowns a week before, intercepted a Bo Polston pass and returned it all the way for a touchdown. The conversion failed, making it 10-6. And then after at least three very bad plays on our final drive, with 1.3 seconds to go, Hunter Newell passed 19 yards to Noah Hessman in the right side of the end zone, giving Plainfield the sectional championship, only the second in school history, and giving Coach Woodard his first after losing six sectional championship games. And now, to start off the season, we've got, you know, what looks like it's going to be a pretty seamless transition. It didn't look like it in the first quarter when we went down 13-0, but now it looks like it will be a seamless transition for Coach Bless. And at this time, I'd like to tell you a little more about Coach Bless before we start the second half. He's a young guy, 32 or 33 years old. He played his high school ball under his dad, under his dad, Mark Bless, at Mooresville here in the Mid-State Conference. Then went on to play collegiately at Franklin College. The team won 3 conference championships while he was there. And then he went on to coach under his uncle, Tim Bless, at Columbus North, and was the offensive coordinator there until being selected the head coach designate here at Plainfield. And, you know, Tyler Bless, you know, if his name sounds familiar, you're right, because he comes from the first family of Indiana high school football coaches. His dad, Mark Bless, a lot of you probably remember, was the longtime head coach at Avon. He just retired at the end of last season. And then also coached at Mooresville before that. In his career, he won 6 sectionals and 2 regionals, both regionals being at Avon in 2015 and 2017. Also led Avon to an undefeated regular season in 2019. And then his uncle, Tim Bless, who Tyler coached under, was the longtime head coach at Columbus North, coached at Paoli before that. And then his other uncle, Scott Bless, is the head coach at Bloomington North, starting his 19th season now tonight at that school. So, obviously, we found a great one, and, you know, I've really enjoyed listening to both of his coaches' shows. I enjoyed listening to Coach Woodard's also. I miss Coach Woodard very much, but at the same time, you know, I'm glad that Coach Woodard brought us in a good guy to pass the torch to. So, anyway, now at this time, let's take a look at what the other Hendricks County teams are doing now to start off the 2023 season here. Starting in Class 6A with the Brownsburg Bulldogs, coming off back-to-back sectional championships, are starting off tonight with a long road trip up to Fort Wayne Joyner. Meanwhile, Avon coming off 2 subpar years, after going a combined 3-18 the last 2 years, now starting over with head coach Bob Gibson. The Orioles tonight host Lawrence North out of the Mighty Mix, the Metropolitan Interscholastic Conference, along the best conference in the state. Then in Class 3A, Danville coming off their first losing season in 5 years. Their first losing season in 7 years, trying to get back to the form they had in 2020 when they made it to the Class 3A state championship game. Tonight, the Warriors play Greencastle. Danville's opponent. So Danville opens the season against Greencastle tonight. Meanwhile, Tri-West, coming off a 7-3 season and 2 years removed from a regional championship, opened the season tonight hosting Western. Jason Ward kicking off his 4th season now with the Bruins out in the lovely community of Liston. And finally, down in Clayton, Cascade in Class 2A opens the season tonight, hosting Triton Central, the Cadets, coming off a 6-5 season last year, their first winning season under Connor Simmons. Simmons, in fact, tonight begins his 4th season as the head coach there for the Cadets. So anyway, now back here to action at Terre Haute. Your Quakers ready to start up the second half. They get the ball first. They scored the last 17 points of this game to take a 17-13 lead, shaking off the rusty start, and just really come back firing hard. That's what you expect from a blessed coach team. And
what I would have expected from a Woodard coach team, too. I'm sure if Coach Woodard were still here, he would have fired him up also and just got him to settle down and play to the best of their ability. Got the clock set for 12 minutes. So now, so Jamar Bowie and Caden Vanderbush back deep to receive for the Quakers start the second half. I'll tell you, I'm trying to get in the habit of always looking at the stat sheet because Caden and Cale Vanderbush, the names are so similar, and always afraid to say the wrong name. A deep kick. It is taken now. Vanderbush picks up the 5, brings up the 10, 15, 20, got a hole. Now I dropped about the 24. I'll tell you, you know, I read several years ago that the Dutch are the tallest people in the world. And so it should be noted that, you know, our two brother Dutch American wide receivers that we've had, you know, well, Cale, who graduated a couple of years ago, and Caden, we have now. Cale was listed at 6'6", and Caden at 6'5.5", so apparently it's true about those Dutch people. So, anyway. So now, Plainfield starting out 2 running backs, I believe, for the first time tonight. Also, two receivers both out to the right. Handoff. Got some room up the middle. He's brought down for about 3 or 4. So 4 yards there on the first, second and 6 now. Hand off again this time. He's got some room over the left side, but a good stop there. Good, swims around and gets close to the first down marker anyway. So Elijah Flowers with his first 2 carries of the game on the last 2 plays. Bringing up 3rd and 1. Come on, boys, let's get this conversion here. And now a handoff, and he's got the first down to Moore. Up to the 45, 50, 45, 40, 35, and now I'm brought down about the 33. So from 132 to almost the other. That was Carter Ferguson, the senior, picking up 35 yards there. His first one for only 1, much better that time. So now 2 receivers out to the right for the Quakers. And now picks the handoff. And Newell throws deep into the end zone. And it's overthrown. Incomplete. Okay, just shake it off. Yeah, my son just pointed out something that's becoming increasingly rare, especially at Baker School. Terre Haute South does not have their name in the end zone. I don't know when the last time I saw that was. The only marking they have other than the typical football field markings, they have a big S for South there in the middle of the field at the 50. So now a handoff, and he's got some move over the right side, spins around, the breaks tackle, gets himself to 25. That was Starnes that time. Starnes was 7 for 22 by Mike Gunn in the first half, picks up about 8 there. It's going to bring up 3rd and 2. So now, two receivers to the left, one to the right. Now it's starting to get it. I think he's got the first. It's got to be close. It depends on the spot. Yes, he did. Yes. All right. So a very promising start. Boy, this is going to be a tongue twister. A very promising start to Starr's varsity career. So first and 10 at the Terre Haute South 21 for the Quakers, leading 17-13, 8:59 to go here in the third quarter, game one of the season and of the Tyler Bless era. Hand off starts again, this time versus tackle inside the 15, inside the 10. Boy, he's looking good. It's going to be very close. Yeah, he got the first down here. Where are they marking him? 840 or so. They gave him an even 10. So they got, they marked him at the 11. I have him 10 for 44 now. So now three receivers to the left, one to the right. I believe Starnes is still in there. Running back duel in shotgun. Takes it. High snap. Now it's a screen pass. Complete over on the left side, but they're right on top of him and he doesn't get much of anything. I believe that was Vanderbush there. Give him credit for two, bringing, making the second and eight at the 9. .743 to go in counting. Plainfield 17, Terre Haute South 13. Now, hand off to he's up the middle for about 4. So we're getting credit for 5 on that one. Third and 3 at the 4. 7:04 to go. Plainfield trying to take that 2-possession lead. High snap and he gets it. Mule rolls to his right. He's got some time. Throws in the end zone. Touchdown! Yes! Yes! All right. That was Bowie. Bowie with the first touchdown of his career, and the Quakers go up by 2 possessions, 23-13. They scored 23 points in a row since going down 13-0. All right. I like what I'm seeing here. Now, a 2-point conversion attempt is good. Flowers got it. So, well, we started off down by 13, now we're up by 12. An incredible turnaround here. It's definitely been a tale of two games. But yeah, you can't have anything but red pride right now. I hate to be cliche, but that's such a fitting phrase right now. And this crowd that was so, Terre Haute South crowd that was so noisy in the first quarter is almost dead silent now. Nevertheless, it's great to see how much they came out to support their team. Hunter Newell, last opening day last year against Greenfield Central, 1 touchdown, 3 interceptions. So far today, 2 touchdowns, no interceptions. What a difference a year makes. Now kickoff, and it's right up to the 25-30. He's got some room, and so he's doing good speed there up to about the 33, and he was running with a lot of urgency, too. So Terre Haute's down to about to take over on offense now, trailing with their first two-possession deficit of the game. So now two receivers to each side now, one running back. And now to give it up the middle for just a rusher about one. That was White, Zaire White, who did score a touchdown to open the score here in the first quarter, but that seems like a long time ago. This time he stuffed for minus one. He was the team's leading returning rusher from last year. Two receivers now to the right, one to the left. White the running back moving at the line, but no flag. 6:05 to go and counting nearly halfway through the third quarter. Now rolls to his right, and he's under pressure. He throws it and gets rid of it. He almost threw it into the bleachers. Wow. Now, it's going to be really interesting to see what Wilson does in this situation. You know, last year, he quietly was one of the best sophomore quarterbacks in the state. Now a junior, this is clearly his team after all the losses they have. But, you know, sometimes when quarterbacks, for most players in all sports and all positions, your statistically best season is your senior season. But quarterback, that's quite often not the case because So many of your statistics when you're a quarterback depend on your supporting cast, and sometimes you don't have as good a supporting cast from year to year. So two receivers to the right now, one to the left, one running back. Wilson, pressured. Oh, and there's miscommunication and incomplete. Well, he threw it on the other side of his intended receiver. He was throwing for Heron. Heron looked right, the pass went left. So now Plainfield will get the ball back on a punt with a chance to make it a three-possession lead. That would go a long way to putting this one away. Well, I'd love to see a blocked punt. We had at least five blocked kicks last year. We're not putting any pressure on this one, though. I guess if you're, it's that kind of lead, you don't want to risk, And now, fielded on a few bounces. Right over 40, 45, 50, 45, 40, 35, and he gets up to about the 30. That was Carter Ferguson. There is a flag. There is a flag. So let's see what that's all about. There's some booing here on the Terre Haute South sidelines. Well, I'll tell you, considering this program has not had a lot of success over the years, like I said, only two winning seasons in this century. One of them was last year, they're 6-4, and then they went 5-5 in 2019. Other than that, the penalties against Plainfield, so that return will be coming back. That's the second big return that's been wiped out by a penalty today. They had a 60-yard return by Vanderbush. I don't think I've ever been at a place where the fans stomp on the bleachers as much as they do here. But it's great to see them supporting these kids in this program that's continuing to get better. I remember this program had the misfortune of spending 16 years in the Metropolitan Interscholastic Conference with Carmel, Center Grove, Ben Davis, and Orange Central. I mean, and Terre Haute South and Terre Haute North also, who is also in the pick at the same time. They just weren't able to compete very much. So it was wise that at the end of the 2012 season, they both bolted for Conference Indiana. And it was good logistically as well. There were far fewer, long-distance bus trips. So two receivers now to right now for Plainfield.
and the rush goes up the middle for about one or two. Starns again. So they gave him credit for five. So now, let's see here. Two receivers now to the right. One running back. And now you've got Russell Dudley's got the first down more, up almost to the 40, so gave him about 11 or 12 yards. Starns again. So if Plainfield can afford to be very, very methodical, take their time. As Starns pitched up, it looks like they're going to give him credit for 11. I am Starns 12 for 60 and even 5 to carry. Great game for that sophomore. Now he gets Starns again, and he's got up the middle again, this time for about 4. Yeah, as long as Starns can get at least 3.4 yards to carry, keep giving it to him. They give him credit for 5 there, so another second and 5 for the Quakers. I believe this is only the first time all day that they got 2 receivers left to the right now, never mind. And now a handoff again to Starns, but this time they're on top of him, and they bring it down right around the line of scrimmage. Nevertheless, I'm liking what I'm seeing from Starns. He wears number 32, 5'8", 174. Got him back for 2 more years. Give him credit for no gain there, 3rd and 5. It's not a disaster if we don't convert this, but I'll tell you, if we do, you know, now 3rd and 5 at the Plainfield 30, excuse me, 3rd and 5 at the Plainfield 43, if we get this good first down, we can easily run out the rest of the quarter with our 2-touchdown lead. And now, Newell rolls left, gets rid of it, and throws it out of bounds. It's okay. It's okay, you know, we're looking good here, boys. Hunter Newell, very good player for, Hunter Newell doing a very good job for the Quakers. He hasn't been spectacular, but he's been a good game manager. Now 2:55 to go. Let's just keep on doing what we're doing, and this one's ours. As long as we don't blow it, we're going to win this game here. And now they rush the punter. He does get it off, though. And Plainfield jumps at the 25. There is a flag. Illegal use of the hands against Plainfield. So now Terre Haute South takes over, pushes them down at their 35. Now, screen pass, we got a flag here, but screen pass over to Holman, who takes up 10 yards. He's brought down there by Elliot Eck. But it's coming back, holding against Terre Haute South. So Terre Haute South continuing to self-destruct after that 13-0 lead. Plainfield's run off 25 points in a row. 2:41 to go here in the third quarter now. Game one of the season, game one of nine. Hopefully game one of a few hundred for Tyler Bless, the way he's got this team playing. The young man only in his early 30s, as Coach Woodard was when he began his glorious and underrated 17-year run. Had the misfortune of playing in a lot of sectionals of death. If he hadn't, he probably would have won 6-7 sectionals or more. Probably some regionals, too. He was an assistant coach when he got to the state championship game in 2000. So now first and 20 at the 25 for the Braves. 2:25 to go and counting. Brady Wilson gets rid of it, and he only gets about 6 yards in. Zaire White got the reception, but he was brought down very quickly, and he pounded the turf in agony. Only 1 yard. So now, second and 19 for the Braves. 1:43 to go here in the quarter. Three receivers to the right, one to the left. Wilson trying to get back his first quarter magic. He's got a completion there for about 10 yards, but it's going to be far short of the first down. Heron on the reception there. Aaron, the team's leading returning receiver, also a junior. His second reception of the game goes for 11 yards. Third and eight now, a very big third and eight for the Braves in the last minute of the quarter. Now they're putting a lot of pressure on Wilson. He's running for his life there. He's got some room to run, but he's going to be far short of the first down. He picks up about 4 or 5. So presumably the Braves will punt. That's Wilson's first run of the game here in the last minute of the quarter. Give him credit for 4 on that. Carter Ferguson back deep to receive the punt for the Braves, although they do not have to run another play this quarter. Let's see if they do or not. 9 seconds to go. They're punting to a 12-point deficit. Bounces, I think, a long roll for Terre Haute South inside the 20, down to the 15. So, your Plainfield Quakers, 12 minutes away from opening the season and the Tyler Bless era with a victory. Your score after 3 quarters of play here at Terre Haute South. Your score, Plainfield 25, Terre Haute South 13. We'll be back at the thrilling conclusion after these words from our sponsors. We wish to thank the following sponsors for making Plainfield football broadcast possible. Gunnell Financial, Remax Finisco, Julia Burbridge, BGW Construction, Holly Porter at Porter Hair Design, My IT Indy, I-70 Record Service and Garage, and Ellison Associates Remax. Thank you, sponsors. Your support for the student-athletes of Plainfield High School is greatly appreciated. Well, back here at Terre Haute, we're about to start off the fourth quarter. In a game that's really been two games in one, a very bad one and then a great one
Your Plainfield Quakers went down 13-0 in the first quarter before they knew what hit them. But since then, they've fired back with 25 points in a row to take firm control of this game. And they, following a punt on the last play of the third quarter, they get the ball at their own 16 to start off this quarter. Luke Starnes to start off with a 4-yard run. So second and 6 for the Quakers, a 12-point lead here, 11:29 to go and counting here in the third quarter. So two receivers to the left now. And now he's hit, but he spins around and gets maybe two. Starts again. The 16th carry by Mike out for Starnes. Third and 5, give him credit for one on that. Very critical third and 5 for the Terre Haute South defense. They're trying to get the ball back with enough time to make up 2 touchdowns. It's just been a total domination by the Quakers. So now Newell rolls to his right. Got plenty of time. Throws downfield. And it's a completion to Bowie. He picks up the first down at about 9 yards. Give him credit for 8 on that one. So first and 29, I'm sorry, first and 10 for the Quakers at the Terre Haute South 29. And now a quick play here, and he's got a first down. He trips up out to 40. Good, Newell faked it and then took it himself. I really love the way Newell is rushing tonight. Picked up about 12 there. Yeah, 12. Eight for 51 and a touchdown on the ground for Newell tonight. Easily the player of the game in my book. First and 10 at the Plainfield 41. The handoff. And he's hit her at the line of scrimmage. Might get forward progress off the 1. That was Ferguson. .907 to go.
Yeah, I will.
So no gain there by Ferguson. The senior, and now we got a flag here. And, you know, we got a break in the section here with this flag and the officials are deliberating. My son Liam and I just saw, we went to the theater a couple of weeks ago to see Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning Part 1. It's just against the Terre Haute South, so he got to get 5 free yards here, 2nd and 6 now. I hold that thought until we get enough time, but anyway, things looking good here for the Quakers. And now, a fake handoff, dual rolls left. Got a completion out for the first down up past the 50 to the 45. And that is Elijah Flowers there for a pickup of about 10 yards. So the Quakers now with a possession lead and inside Braves territory. So now, first and 10 at the 45, handoff there, and Starnes, he plows his way forward, breaks a few tackles, and gets about 7 yards after contact, he's going to be very close to the first down. So now, takes the handoff, Newell drops it back, he's got time, and he gets rid of it. So we'll bring up 3rd and 1, 7:17 to go, Plainfield, 2nd and 1 at the Terre Haute South, 36, leading 25-13. Barring a major catastrophe, this one's ours. And it feels good because Plainfield, you know, We've had so many opening day losses over the years. The last 10 years, well, hold on. 3rd and 1 now, 2 receivers to the right, 1 to the left. And now he's got the first down, and it's a fumble, and Terre Haute South has it. So the first at Plainfield is committed all game. So Terre Haute South with a small glimmer of hope. They have 7-12 to make up 12 points. So, yeah, Plainfield, I was hoping for a turnover-free debut under Tyler Bless, but if we only get one for the game, that's not too bad. Same time, Terre Haute South is only committed 2. So, 2 receivers each side. Brady Wilson trying to get his first quarter magic back. He's got a rusher. We're right on top of him. I believe that was Zaire White, who scored the first touchdown, picks up about 4 or 5 there. But we can let them have a lot of 4 or 5 yard runs, especially if we keep them in bounds. So 2 receivers to the left, 4 to the right. And now, White's got a reception, and he gets out of bounds after getting the first down. There is a flag, though. There is a flag. Let's see what that's about. Officials are deliberating. Oh, no. Oh, no. Repping the passer against the Quakers. I don't think there have been more than about 6 or 7 penalties in this whole game combined, but yeah, that's something that Coach Musk won't like. Roughing the passers, it's pure fundamental. So that's something he'll certainly be addressing in practice. So now Terre Haute South, now with a little bit more of a glimmer of hope, they're in like quicker territory at the 46, 6:26 to go in the game, still trailing by 12. So now, 2 receivers to the left, 1 to the right. White, the running back. Hand off to White now. He gets forward for about 3 or 4. Thank you.
So now, two receivers, one receiver each side. Sorry, wipe the running back here. Well, we got a whistle here. I think Tara. So Plainfield taking its first timeout, of the second half. In fact, that's the first timeout of either team here in the second half. In sharp contrast, both teams used all three timeouts in the first half. In fact, I believe both teams used two in the first quarter, which is very, very unusual. But anyway, when we resume play, it'll be second and eight following that 2 yard pickup by White. You know, I was going to say, though, my son Liam and I went to the theater a week ago Sunday to see Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning Part 1. And I was telling him recently, because he had really wanted to see that movie after all the advertisements of it, especially, you know, he saw a documentary on YouTube about that spectacular stunt that Tom Cruise did, you know, riding a motorcycle off of that mountain in Norway. And I also saw the one-hour documentary on CBS. And that reminded me that this is the 40th anniversary of one of Tom Cruise's early movies, which is my all-time favorite high school football movie. It's called All the Right Moves. And okay, so now back to action here. Fakes the handoff to White. Wilson rolls and he throws it between the hands of A.J. Watkins, who had the receiving touchdown earlier, bringing up a very critical third and eight. But yeah, All the Right Moves is it was Tom Cruise. It was released about 2 months after Risky Business, which was Tom Cruise's breakthrough role. But anyway, in All the Right Moves, it's a drama in which he plays a kid from an economically struggling Pennsylvania steel town who's desperate to get a scholarship to try to get a better life for himself. So great, very underrated movie that really captures small town passion for high school football. And now the pass is tipped. And it falls to the ground incomplete, bringing up fourth and eight. So Brady Wilson got off to a red hot start. Has been he hasn't been bad, but you know he hasn't thrown an interception. But he hasn't shown the magic that he did in the first. He hasn't shown the magic in the subsequent three quarters. And now fourth and eight with his team trailing by 12 with 5:35 to go. This is probably his last chance to take this game. So at the 44th and 8 at the 44, at the Plainfield 44 now. And if Plainfield takes over on downs here, they can really go a long way toward just running the rest of the clock out. So now throws up the middle, and it's incomplete. It was overthrown. So, Aaron was the intended receiver. Plainfield with a 12-point lead and 5:31 to go as the game takes over. Wilson, 9 of 21, passing by my count. Two receivers now to the, now Plainfield takes over at their own 44 with a 12-point lead, 5:31 to go. I expect him to be right to third here. Now he's got some room, and he picks a tackle, starts, pass with 45, 40, 35, 30, one man to beat, 25, 20. And now he's pushed down around the 10, so that's an outstanding rush, about 46 yards there by Luke Starnes, and one more touchdown will put the nail in the coffin of this one. So Hunter Newell, it gets my vote for MVP of this game, but Luke Starnes is, not too much of a distant second. So they get Starnes credit for 48 out all the way to the 8 there. 4:50 to go now. Plainfield first and goal at the 8. Two receivers to the left, one to the right. Give to Starnes again. Why not?
This time he's going to be up for about two or three.
Rushes, 119 yards for Luke Starnes, running back with a big question mark this year after the graduation of Noah Heslin and Troy Larrison. Running back was a position at which we were usually very strong under Coach Woodard. We usually had at least one 1,000-yard rusher every year, sometimes two. Now I hand off again to Starnes, and he plows way forward. I think they're trying to get Starnes a touchdown as the exclamation point for what's been overall an outstanding game. And now we got a timeout here. And now the clock has resumed. So third and goal for the Quakers. The PA guy said from the 4, but the scoreboard says from the 5. So anyway, two receivers to the left, one to the right. Hand up now to Starnes, and did he get it? Yes! Yes! Touchdown. Alright, so Luke Starnes, it was so appropriate that he got a touchdown after the game he has. So 31 unanswered points by the Quakers, they go up 31-13. And man, what a game. Now the Quakers going for, they look like they're going to go for two. Now it looks like they're going to go for one. Cameron Grimes there at the extra point. He had a 40-yard field goal earlier. And it is up, and it is good. So with 3:25 to go, your Plainfield Quakers on their way to victory. They lead the Terre Haute South race 32-13 here on AudioSportsOnline.com. All right, well, boy, I'll tell you, this game started off like it was going to be a long night and a miserable ride home back to Indianapolis for me, but now my son and I we're going to go down to McDonald's and have a relaxing meal, and I'm going to load up on caffeine for the ride home, and hopefully not so much caffeine that it turned into Cornholio, but just enough to keep my eyes wide open on the way home. My son got a kick out of that. He and I love to watch Beavis and Butthead together, and some of my favorite moments of that show and their movies are when Beavis turns into Cornholio. And I think the only time I came close to being Cornholio in real life was one time when there was this new, limited-time coffee drink at McDonald's that I tried. Man, I don't know what they put in that thing. It's probably the equivalent of about, it felt like I had drunk like 5 cups of coffee instead of one. I think it was called Fresh Brew Frozen Coffee, if I remember correctly. It was a limited edition menu about 5 or 6 years ago. So now, White on the return, he's trying to get something going. He gets up about the 25. So Terre Haute South will take over at about the 25 or so, trying to finish the game on a positive note. We had very good attendance. There being about 2,000 Terre Haute South, we had about 2,000 Terre Haute South fans here in the home bleachers. They made a heck of a lot of noise in the first quarter. And I think we have about 200 Plainfield fans across the field of the visiting bleachers who made the hour drive. In fact, my son actually, he and I passed a Plainfield bus on the way to the game. We suspect it was probably a fan bus. I'm sure probably the team bus would have arrived earlier. So now, short pass forward, good for about 4 or 5 yards. So, Wilson to Herring for 4. And now, Wilson takes it, throws up the middle, and it's intercepted. Or do they say hit the ground first? It is intercepted. First interception of the game by either team. I didn't tell who got it, but now Plainfield at 2:40 to go, they'll be able to run out probably the rest of the clock if they want to. Well, that was a desperation throw for Wilson, so he's got a bright future. 15 touchdowns and 10 interceptions last year, completing their over two-thirds of his passes, nearly 2,000 yards. One of the best sophomore quarterbacks in the state last year. He's going to be a good one. He'll shake this off. And now hand up there, and I believe it's starting to get. Yes, he's got our first down as more. Plainfield took over at the 36, and they rushed up for about the 21 or 22 there. So Stark's really starting to pad up the statistics. No, I'm sorry, that was Weston Weyrich back into the game. Sorry, Weston Weyrich, I apologize. Weston Weyrich also making his varsity debut tonight as a junior. Okay, yeah, he's 22 and Starnes is 32, so 13 yards there by Weyrich. Now they give it to him again. This time he's hit right on the line of scrimmage, gets maybe one or two. Give him credit for one on that one. 4 for 18 for Weyrich. I pronounced it Weyrich last year when I commentated him in JV ball, but Coach Bless called him Weyrich, so that's what I will go with. 2nd and 9 now, 1:28 to run. Allows the Quakers now in victory formation. Has it been a meal at the clock? Yes. So as long as Terre Haute South doesn't use their timeouts, and they do have all three, then it'll just take one or two more kneel downs to do this. Okay. 23 on the play clock now. For those of you just joining us, Plainfield closing out their win right now and on opening day, 32-13 over Coast Terre Haute South, the only newcomer on our schedule this year. Five on the play clock. One more and then they kneel down, and that will be it. So your Plainfield Quakers start off very badly, but finish the game red hot. They fall down 13-0, come back to win 32-13 over Terre Haute South here on the road in the first game ever for head coach Tyler Bless. We'll be back with a recap and a look ahead to next week's showdown at home against Harrison after these final words from our sponsors on AudioSportsOnline.com. We wish to thank the following sponsors for making Plainfield football broadcast possible. Goodell Financial, Remax Centerstone, Julia Berberich, BCW Construction, Holly Porter and Porter Hair Design, My IT Indy, I-70 Record Service and Garage, and Ellison Associates Remax. Okay, so anyway,
I'm gonna read the sponsor list again, because I didn't get to do it in the pregame. Once again, we want to thank our sponsors for tonight's broadcast: the Goodell Financial, Remax Timberstone, Julia Berberich, BGW Construction, Holly Porter and Porter Hair Design, My IT Indie, I-70 Record Service and Garage, and Ellison Associates Remax. Thank you, sponsors. Your support of the student athletes of Plainfield High School is greatly appreciated. Well, back here at Terre Haute for a final time tonight, where your Plainfield Quakers have started off the 2023 season and the Tyler Bless era in style. The game didn't start in style, but it sure finished that way. Plainfield went down 13-0 in the first quarter, which seems like a long time ago now, because they followed it up with 32 points in a row to close the game. Second here, let me get the... Terre Haute South got the ball first, and then on the opening possession, Zaire White rushed 9 yards for a touchdown, with 8:42 to go. The extra point by Griffin Runyon was good, making the score 7-0. Then Plainfield went 3 and out, and punted all the way down to the 3. Terre Haute South then went 3 and out, but then Plainfield turned the ball over on downs at the 25, and then Terre Haute South came down and scored another touchdown, this time on a 63-yard touchdown pass from Brady Wilson to A.J. Watkins. However, the conversion failed, making it 13-0. Then Plainfield finally started to get on track late in the fourth quarter, late in the first quarter, excuse me, when Hunter Newell threw 46 yards to Isaiah Miller for a score. The two-point conversion made it 13-8. Then with 7:48 to go in the second quarter, Cameron Grimes hit a 40-yard field goal. Yes, 40-yard field goal to make the score 13-11. And finally, with 12.2 seconds to go in the second quarter, Hunter Newell faked the handoff and then went right for a 2-yard touchdown rush. The conversion failed, and that brought us to the halftime score of 17-13. Then in the third quarter, Plainfield got the ball first and quickly scored on a 4-yard touchdown pass from Hunter Newell to Jameer Bowie. The 2-point conversion was good, making it 25-13, giving Plainfield its first 2-possession lead of the game. And finally, with 3:25 to go in the game, Luke Starn, after rushing for more than 100 yards, went 5 yards for a touchdown. Cameron Grimes was good on the extra point, bringing us to our final score of 32-13. I look at the individual statistics, first of all, for Terre Haute South. Brady Wilson completed 10 of 13 passes for 137 yards, one touchdown and one interception. The interception came in desperation on the last drive. A.J. Watkins had one reception for 61 yards and a touchdown. Ainir Holman had 3 for 29. Tim Heron had 2 for 25. Treva Branch had 1 for 8. And Zaire White had 2 for 10, excuse me. Meanwhile, for Plainfield, the moment here, let me pull this up. Okay, I have Hunter Newell completing 12 of 21 passes for 134 yards, 2 touchdowns, and no interceptions. Caden Vanderbush threw 1 pass on the trick play. It was incomplete. On receiving, I have Isaiah Miller, 1 reception for 46 yards and a touchdown. Jameer Bowie, 5 for 37 and a touchdown. 6 for 57 and a touchdown. 6 for 57 and a touchdown. And then
Caden Vanderbush, 2 for 12. Elijah Flowers, 1 for 9. Marcus Rivera, 1 for 8. And Carter Ferguson, 1 for 2. On the ground, a lot of good things to report. Luke Starnes, the sophomore, playing his first varsity game. 20 rushes for 126 yards and a touchdown. Hunter Newell also rushed very well and very aggressively. 10 rushes for 49 yards and a touchdown. In addition, Carter Ferguson had 4 for 49. Weston Weyrich had 4 for 18. Elijah Flowers, 2 for 9. And Jameer Bowie, 1 for 3.
So in conclusion, this was a game in which, overall, I give Plainfield a B plus. They started off, I mean, it would be an A if not for the bad first quarter. They went down 13-0. I think they were unprepared for what Terre Haute South threw at us. Terre Haute South team, they came ready to play. They came out very aggressive. Brady Wilson played with a lot of confidence. But after those first couple of drives on which they scored, they just really, their offense sputtered, and Plainfield made some adjustments and really contained Wilson the rest of the way. He wasn't bad. He just didn't, he had a hard time finding guys open. And after Amir Holman rushed very well on the opening drive, and then Zaire White got that touchdown, we did continue the rushing attack the rest of the game. So the defense really adjusted. And once we got, once we adjusted to their offense and were able to contain them, then all the offense had to do is not make any mistakes. And we just had that one fumble there in the fourth quarter, and that was the only serious mistake we made on offense all night. This was a very good game for Hunter Newell. He became a very effective player for us last season. He did not play well in the first two games. In fact, let me pull up his stats here. Yeah, the first three games last year, he had 2 touchdowns and 7 interceptions. However, in the following 8 games, he had 13 touchdowns, only 2 interceptions, both coming on Hail Marys. And then he did collapse in the final game against Whiteland. You know, but a lot of people have a bad game against Whiteland. They went all the way to the Class 5A state championship game. So Newell looks like he's supposed to have a banner senior season. He played pretty well for us, splitting the time with Carson Melvin 2 years ago as a sophomore. Then when it was his show last year, he had a hard time adjusting for 3 games, then he got on track. Tonight, he got on track by the end of the first quarter. After the first couple of drives didn't do much, he ran a few plays very methodically, and then he went for the dagger, threw 46 yards deep down the right side to Isaiah Miller for the touchdown, and we got it. And, obviously, you know, obviously Hunter Newell was the one of the few certainties going into the season for our offense. It was likely that Isaiah Miller was going to, Isaiah Miller and Caleb Vanderbush, or Caden Vanderbush, excuse me, would get a lot more balls thrown to them, because of the heavy losses we had last year, losing Antonio Williams and, Noah Hessling and, Grant Irwin, of course. Of course, Irwin now playing for Indiana West, and I'm sure Hessling's playing college ball somewhere. I need to check where. I'll find out for next week's broadcast. But, you know, I knew there were more balls were going to get thrown to them. I didn't know, how effective they would be. I thought they'd be good. I didn't know if they were going to be stars or not, but right now it looks very promising that they're going to both have great senior seasons and, you know, hopefully pique the interest of some college scouts. Certainly it helps in the case of Caden Vanderbush that he has an older brother playing in the Big Ten. Obviously that helps him a lot. That helps him get noticed, even though, you know, this will probably be his only year where he gets a lot of playing time. That will probably help some college scouts get a prized possession. That sometimes happens when players don't play a lot until their senior years. They fly under the radar, and then somebody, nabs them, and he ends up making their recruiter look like a genius.
And beyond that, I was really the biggest question mark to me. I knew we had a couple of good running, a couple of good wide receivers returning that had at least a little varsity experience, but we had no running backs with any varsity experience. So, you know, when Coach Bless said on his show on Sunday that they were going to be counting on Luke Starnes, a sophomore, Weston Wayrich, a junior, and Carter Ferguson, a senior, I'd like to see what the guys can do. And, you know, Starnes now is a star in the making, over 100 yards and a touchdown tonight. Wayrich and Ferguson also had some very good moments. So we've got, it looks like Starnes will probably be the future running back next week, and then he's got two reliable guys to back him up, who are, you know, actually older. You know, Wayrich, a junior, and Starnes, a senior. So it's good to have that experience, guys who've paid their dues in JV ball for a couple of years. And the defense, after the first three possessions, clamped down, didn't give up any points the whole game, got the interception, got a fumble recovery, and one of which set up a touchdown. So, you know, and actually the interception set up a touchdown, too, by Starnes. So, basically, a good game on both sides. I give it a B+. I give it an A for the last three quarters, maybe an A-, you know, might take off a couple of points because of the fumble. But that's about it. I mean, this was a great way to start the season. And now hopefully we'll continue the greatness next week. And also on the bright side, this was our only long road trip of the season. Five of our eight remaining games are at home, and two of the three road games are less than 10 miles away, Mooresville and Decatur Central. And then we play at Whiteland in week eight, which is about 30 miles or so away. But anyway, right now, let's take a look at our next opponent for our home opener next Friday. The Harrison Raiders will be coming to town, a team that suddenly has become one of our most vicious rivals, which sounds funny to say because, you know, the series just began last year. We went up there in week two, had a 22-14 loss, went down to the last play. We got down to the 27 on our last possession. Then a Hail Mary on the last play of the game was intercepted. Then we got a rematch against them in the playoff. They entered that game ranked number 5 in Class 5A on an 8-game winning streak. They were 8-1. Their winning streak had started against us. Granted, the number 5 ranking was overblown because they play in the relatively weak North Central Conference. But, you know, they were still a solid team, and the game went into the fourth quarter. We were down, as I said earlier in the halftime show, we were down 28-21. Then on 4th and 18, Hunter Newell threw 39 yards to Grand Irwin for the touchdown that tied it. Then on Harrison's ensuing possession, they fumbled, and then ironically a player for us named Harrison Herbeck, picked it up, tipped it in 49 yards for a touchdown, and that put us ahead to stay. We won 35-28. Then on Harrison's ensuing possession, they fumbled, and that was it. We ran out first of the clock. Now, Harrison did lose their star quarterback, Ben Henderson, from last season, but they returned a lot of their offense, including their two leading rushers. Including their two leading rushers, first of all, Carter Kanoy, who last year rushed 72 times for 603 yards and 4 touchdowns, including an 80-yard touchdown against us. That was really a backbreaker for us in that week 2 game. And then Ethan Poff, who rushed 82 times for 544 yards. And Ethan Poff then rushed 82 times for 544 yards, and my phone's stuck and I can't scroll over there. And I had 2 touchdowns. And then also, in addition, the Raiders returned, and then they also returned a couple of good receivers, including Christian Ferguson and Nicholas Scrimp. I'm sorry, the Shrimp graduated, but they do return Christian Ferguson, who had some very good moments last year. And then Carter Canoy and Ethan Toth also have been very effective receivers also. So Harrison returns about half of their offensive starts from last season. And they open the season tonight hosting West Lafayette, their cross-county rivals. So anyway, obviously they're going to be fired up to avenge last season's playoff loss. They're going to be in a bad mood, especially because they knew they gave that game away with losing those two fourth-quarter fumbles that really did them in. We better be ready. We got away with a slow start tonight. We might not be able to get away with a slow start next week, so hopefully this first quarter tonight was a wake-up call, and we'll come back and play 48 minutes of donkey-kicking football next week and get off to that very important 2-0 start heading into Mid-State Conference play two nights, which begins 2 weeks from tonight out at Mooresville, which is a team that's now beaten us five straight times. So anyway, in conclusion, great starts to the Tyler Bless era, great last three-plus quarters, bad first 8 minutes or so, but beyond that, there's nothing I saw tonight that makes me think that Tyler Bless is not going to be the long-term solution for us with head coach. I think he's going to stay with us hopefully a couple of decades or more and lead us through a lot of sectionals and beyond and hopefully that first state championship. He had the kids ready to play tonight, and I think his year as the head coach designated is going to make this a much smoother year for us than it otherwise would have been with a new coach. So, great win, and now we've just got to build on this one. This is only one rung up the ladder, one down to eight to go for the regular season, and so let's just take what we did tonight and go from there and just keep on getting better every week so that we're just ready to totally play our best football when the playoffs roll around. So once again, your final score here tonight at Terre Haute, Plainfield 32, Terre Haute South 13. The Quakers start off the season 1-0. Tyler Bless starts off his head coaching career at 1-0. And Terre Haute South starts off at 0-1. Well, this concludes the broadcast. As always, thank you so much for joining me, and I cordially invite you to do so 1 week from tonight at 6:45 for the pregame show as your Plainfield Quakers play their home opener against the Harrison Raiders. Until then, for AudioSportsOnline.com, this is Lex Thorne reminding you, there is a difference only you can make.